هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Every year, many lives are lost on Australian roads as a result of drink and speeding. Despite the significant risk of fines, accidents, or losing their license, more than a third of Aussies still choose to drink when they know they will be driving. This week is National Road Safety Week, which takes place from November 15 to November 22. To speak more about drink driving and road safety, we have Russell White, CEO and founder of Australian Road Safety Foundation, on the telephone with us. Mr. White, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show, mate.
As mentioned above, this week is National Road Safety Week. A new research reveals more than a third of Australians still choose to drink alcohol when driving. Can you tell us about the research findings on drink driving, please?
Yeah, I think some of the things that the Foundation always does is try to keep updated on these sorts of behavioural types of things. And one of the, I guess, the troubling things that this research from Sans Drinks has actually produced is that a large majority of people, or a significant number of people, still think that it's okay for them to get behind the wheel or after they've had a couple of drinks. And you know, that's a concern for a few reasons. One is that we want to obviously raise awareness about the risk that it actually places. And then the other fact is that I guess the hard part for people is always to judge, you know, if they're going to be under a legal limit. So when people are prepared to roll the dice with that, it's always going to be a concern from a road safety standpoint, because we do need people to be switched on and fully capable when they're in control of a motor vehicle.
Concerningly, just a tenth of Aussies organise a designated driver when they're out drinking. Why is it important to be mindful of our drinking habits?
Well, again, I think the big thing to keep in mind is that anything that's going to change your mental or your physical state is going to have a negative impact on your performance to respond, not just for normal driving, but if certainly something out of the ordinary was to happen. And I think this is one of the key things we need to keep reminding people, is that a crash can happen anywhere at any time. No one goes out with the intent of having a crash, and so we can sometimes get a bit blasé about what the risks might around all that might be. So it is important that we keep reminding people that you know, it's important to be thinking about your own welfare, to have a plan B to get this, and to do that planning before a night out starts. You know, if you're intending to drink, and our advice is intend not to be driving. So you know, get some sort of ride share organised, or get some sort of plan to have that, whether that's a taxi or, again, a rideshare, staying the night somewhere, or, you know, just sort of having something in place, a designated driver, to look after a whole group and make sure that everyone gets back safely. And I think the thing we want to keep pushing, obviously, is, you know, we're not saying to people don't go out and have a good time, because that's what life's all about. But at the same time, we want to make sure that after you've had that good time, that you're not putting yourself or other people at devastating risk.
National Road Safety Week encourages the community to embrace mindful drinking and take steps towards a safer and healthier relationship with alcohol. What advice do you have for young people feeling pressure to drink?
Well, again, I think the peer pressure side of things is always something that we need to focus on, not just for young people, but for you know, everyone in the population. It's quite easy to feel that you should undertake an activity that, you know, might not be the best for you and your best interest, just through sort of peer group pressure. So, you know, there are alternatives these days. I mean, many manufacturers now of mainline products are producing non-alcoholic versions of those. So, you know, and we certainly encourage people to be exploring those as much as they can in that sort of social environment, and, you know, obviously making sure that they're making the right choices. I think the way to respond to the pressure of having the you know, any sort of social pressure is just understanding that, you know, that one decision, and that's all it takes is one decision, could mean the difference between just going about your normal daily life, and then your whole life and somebody else's life changing forever as a result of that decision. So it is about owning the issue. It's about understanding the responsibility that goes with it, and just being the master of your own destiny. You know, just make sure that you're making the right choices.
And finally, you've just mentioned just then about the non-alcoholic beverages. Where or what can Australians do to find out more about what non-alcoholic beverages are out there?
Well, I guess it's just a matter of doing a little bit of that market research and looking around. I said, I know Sands Drinks have got a fair lead on that sort of position, and it's certainly just a matter of doing a bit of research on that and finding those things. And I think as these sorts of non-alcoholic beverages become more popular, and we're certainly seeing more even mainline sort of producers really starting to ramp up the level of promotion around those things, I think it's really a positive thing that we're saying to people that, you know, there are alternatives out there that you can sort of manage that responsibility and use products that aren't going to put you or other people at risk. So I think that's a really positive thing, and it's about, increasing the awareness about it, and also obviously encouraging people to use those sort of options.
CEO and founder of Australian Road Safety Foundation, Russell White, thank you for being with us on SBS Radio, and thank you for the informative information.
Mate, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me on the program. I really appreciate it.
لايك بكا بارا بكا تابنيا خبنفسنا SBS كردي لسر فيسبوك بشوبنا.